This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fear is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, December 4th, 2016. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking in this hour. Of course, we're going to be joined by Alex Jones later on in the hour. We're going to be talking about an update to the Austrian and the Italian elections. If you remember back earlier this week, we had Gerald Celente looking forward to 2017, and he said this is going to be a momentous election this weekend. So we're going to break down those results for you. Also, we're going to take a look at the desperate attempts of Jill Stein as she goes from Jill to Jill the shill for Hill. You know, she's pushing continuously for these elections. So we're going to take a look at some very interesting data that has emerged from, and let me see, which state was this? This was from Wisconsin. I was sent a link to the election results in Wisconsin. And as this guy who sent it to me from Raleigh, his name is, let me get his name here, it's Frank Mertes from Raleigh, North Carolina. Of course, North Carolina's got their own election recount that's going on. This is a legitimate recount to take a look at, in particular, Durham County rigging stuff. Well, what they're seeing is in the city of Milwaukee, another one of these cities that delayed their recounts, they're seeing massive decline in Hillary Clinton's votes. And as he pointed out, you almost begin to wonder if the Trump team paid Jill Stein to do this because it makes Hillary and the Democrats look so bad. It exposes their game that they typically resort to. So we're going to take a look at that in the next hour as well. And we're going to take a look at the broader-based economic policies that we're now seeing with Donald Trump. Again, I had done a special report earlier in the week for the Nightly News. I said the carrier deal looks like this may be the end of crony capitalism in a lot of ways. And I'm going to explain that to you. Even though there was $7 million paid out to them, it was paid out by the state. But I want to compare what Barack Obama did for this same plant, the 4C expansion program that he created, which was a massive, it's 48C rather, it's a $2.3 billion tax credit program that Obama set up for green industries that did absolutely nothing. It didn't even have any requirement that people stay in the United States or that the capital stay in the United States. They could send their money to factories in other countries. See, that's the way Obama plays the game. He had a pen, he had a phone. He never picked up that phone in 8 years to try to save any jobs in America. Instead, he took took office threatening to shut down and bankrupt entire industries. And he came pretty close. But, you know, the marketplace is pretty stubborn. It's pretty resilient. And it withstood 8 years of attacks by Barack Obama to try to artificially shut down the energy markets that he didn't like. It also withstood his attempts to try to prop up energy markets that make no sense. So we're going to take a look more closely at these deals that are coming out. But first, in the time we've got left here in this segment, what we're seeing right now in Italy is that Renzi is losing 60 to 40. Now, he is a globalist. He staked his continuance in politics on this election. We saw earlier in the day the lefties rejoicing. They said, oh, this is great. We see a Daily Mail report. They say, is Europe's Brexit revolution over? We had gloating left-wing supporters saying, thank God that the people who were trying to maintain Austrian sovereignty lost. We're going to go full globalism. Remember earlier in the week, Donald Trump laid it out. He didn't talk about sovereignty, but instead he said there's not going to be any global flag, any global citizenship, any global currency. It's going to be the American version of all those things. So he broke it down. The flag, the currency, citizenship. That's what we're talking about here. This isn't racism. But see, when they try to project the Austrians who are talking about that, as they always characterize them as far right, anybody that doesn't want to surrender their currency, their flag, their laws to a globalist organization. No, you're far right if you do that. And they paint you as a racist. And in Austria, that goes pretty far because they remember Adolf Hitler. So you call somebody Hitler in Austria, that is very damning. So he lost that election. Interestingly enough, he was ahead by 1%. before the election, and then he wound up losing by 6 or 7%. But we're going to take a look at what happened in Italy, as well as those other topics. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
It's the most wonderful time in 8 years. Yet some kids are protesting while Trump fans investing their time with good cheer. Sing, it's the most wonderful time in 8 years.
Most wonderful time in 8 years. That's a great viral video that's going around the internet right now. Give me the name of that guy. I forgot to write down who it was that actually did this, but that's perfect. A lot of hope. Right now we're going through a honeymoon right now with the people who voted for Trump. Of course, the left has not given him a chance. They were posing him from day one, doing everything they could to try to make this election illegitimate. And we're going to talk about Jill Stein's efforts. We're going to look at it in detail. Couple of these states, I think there's some very interesting details that have merged here. She's looking so bad in the Wisconsin counts that one person who sent this spreadsheet data to me from the state of Wisconsin said you almost have to wonder when you see the kind of corruption coming out of Democrat strongholds like the city of Milwaukee, you have to wonder if it was Trump who's behind Jill. No, she's actually being a shill for Hillary, and she's working on her own benefit. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But let's talk about why this is the most wonderful time in 8 years. You know, we've seen this factory saved, and we've seen Donald Trump continue today to talk about his policies. We have a story that's up on InfoWars from Bloomberg. Ford says they're willing to work with Trump if the policies are right, says the CEO. And you have to understand, this is why I'm hopeful about this. Okay, first of all, we talked about the details of the Indiana jobs. $7 million from Indiana state money. It wasn't money that Trump gave them. He's not president yet. He couldn't give them the money if he wanted to engage in crony capitalism. And yet you have all these people on both the left and the right who are screaming crony capitalism, crony capitalism. Let's break it down. $7 million for 1,000 jobs over 10 years. That's $700 a year per job. They're going to get more than that in the state of Indiana back from the just the taxes that these people paid, let alone the amount of money that will remain in the economy to boost it up everywhere else. So you can discuss this at the state level, decide whether you think that's a good thing. That's very different from what we usually see with these big companies brought in to set up jobs, getting $100,000 per job they say they're going to create. We've seen that here in Texas. We saw it with Elon Musk. That is true crony capitalism, and you cannot support that by any way, means, or form. And yet people do just love Elon Musk. This guy can do no wrong. He's like Steve Jobs. And even though he gets $4 billion, people of crony capitalist funds to create his factories, nobody complained about that, did they? Very few people did. Eric Peters talked about that. We had him on, and a few other people did. But most people just give him a pass. But you pay a little bit of money, $700 per job per year, to bring these people in, and yet they go crazy with this. But when we look at this Ford situation, what he's talking about are the policies, the economic policies that Trump campaigned on. And he's still talking about it. He says, yeah, I'm going to do that. And he doubled down on it today on some tweets. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But here's what the Ford executive said. He said they're looking for things from President Trump that they want to see. These are the type of policies that they want to have him take a look at. The currency manipulation rules, which, of course, Donald Trump talked about that, how currency manipulation is one of the key things that China and other countries do. And understand, China is not a globalist country. They're not about free trade, are they? Why is it that they get a pass? Why aren't they criticized by all these people who support globalism? See, Kissinger and Nixon set these guys up. These Chinese crony capitalists are hyper-nationalists. They do everything to benefit China, and they could care less about free trade. And one of the things they do is currency manipulation. So he says, yeah, we want to see some currency manipulation rules to promote free and fair trade. We want to see tax reform. Yeah, Trump does too. And he says, then we want to see some safety guidelines for autonomous vehicles. That's where Ford wants to apply some pressure, okay? Remember, it's probably 40, 50 years ago, Walter Reuther, maybe longer, it's decades ago, the UAW head, he went to a Ford factory, and the Ford executive said, hey, look at these machines here. We've added to cut labor costs, cut jobs. And he says, how are you going to organize these machines to pay union dues? And Reuther said to him, well, how are you going to get these machines to buy Ford? Okay, that's what we're looking at. So you want to pay slave wages to people in America? You want to cut out our jobs with robots? You want to pay slave wages to people in Mexico to make your cars? Who's going to buy your cars? Are the people in Mexico going to be able to afford it? See, it's the antithesis of what Henry Ford wanted to do. He famously said that he wanted to raise wages for his Ford factory workers so they would be able to afford to buy his car. But they don't want you to buy a car. See, Ford is considering itself not so much as a car manufacturer, but as a transportation provider. They want to rent cars to you, like Uber does, except they want to cut out the middleman, Uber, and do it directly to you. They're going to have their self-driving cars available in 5 years, but not for sale, for rental only, because they think like global capitalists. They want to turn everybody into renters, into sharecroppers, into serfs, into servants who don't own anything, who don't have jobs. You can't afford to buy their cars. Of course you're not going to be able to afford it. You're not going to have a job, but they want you to rent your transportation from them, and they will work with the government to make sure that everybody has to ride their tax and track taxis. So they can follow you everywhere, look at everything that you're doing, and make you pay them every time you move. See, automobiles have been a big part of the American economy, and they've been a big part of American freedom. And they're coming after both of those things. And so hopefully that's going to change with Trump. He talks about how they've been forced regulations to try to push electric vehicles that nobody wants. And I thought this was kind of interesting. He said in 2008, there were 12 electrified vehicles offered in the U.S. market. They had 2.3% of the industry. He said today, 2016, 8 years later, we've got 55 models. So they go from 12 models to 55 models, but the percentage of the marketplace has gone only from 2.3% to 2.8%. Why is that? Because we're still paying Elon Musk a carbon tax, a shift. When you buy a regular car, an internal combustion machine, you pay Elon Musk primarily, because he sells mostly electrical cars, you pay him a fee. A tax is applied to regular cars to subsidize these cars that nobody really wants to buy. But he talks about how right after the election, Trump talked to Bill Ford, the chairman of Ford, the executive chairman, and they were talking about that plant moving. And he said Trump influenced their decision because of what he's talking about in terms of his economic policies, whether it's tax reform or otherwise. That's the really hopeful thing here. Yes, it's hopeful that Trump would save jobs in one factory. But we want something that is going to save jobs across America. We want the regulatory and tax burden to be reduced. We want the unfair competition from abroad to be reduced. And that's what Trump understands. And so he's going to look at broad-based tax and economic policies that will benefit all businesses, not just selected businesses. So I think that is very, very positive. But we still see the conservative media, as well as now the liberals, have discovered for the first time that they don't like crony capitalism. They've never complained about that before. They've never spoken out for free market. But now we have CNN saying Trump's 35% Mexican tax would cost Ford billions and hurt Americans. Well, I don't think that 35% tax is going to be directed simply at Mexico. It's going to be directed at people who move their factories abroad and then bring the stuff back in, whether it's Mexico or China or India or wherever they want to go. But nevertheless, again, they put that there to try to bring in an element of racism to it that is not there. But they've been silent about Obama creating a stimulus-funded package, even as it failed repeatedly. Of course, we had Solyndra that failed. He tried to pick a winner there. He tried to subsidize them when the market didn't want it. They failed, famously, after a lot of money was given to them. But let's talk for a moment about this 48C program. This is a $2.3 billion program, the Advanced Manufacturing Tax Credit Program that Obama put through. The same factory in Carrier, in Indiana, the Carrier factory, got a $5.1 million stimulus-funded tax credit. These people complain about that by saying, hey, we gave them $5 million and they're taking their jobs away. See, National Review talked about that in February of this year, February 2016. They said, 3 years ago, in 2013, the same factory in Indiana, the same Carrier factory, got $5 million of federal money, not state money. And they were able to say, we're going to shut this down and leave. Why? Because most of the recipients who had a lot of these, a large minority, had foreign parent companies. And American-based companies only got 59% of the funds. 40% were going to foreign companies. And they had no penalty if these people took the money and ran, whether they're American or foreign. They just used it as a beard. That's what Obama did. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Alex Jones is going to be joining us as a special report in the next section. I'm going to continue with what I was talking about, you know, as we see people on the right complaining about Donald Trump and saying, this is not the right way to go, giving subsidies to individual factories. And as I talked about, that same factory had been given about the same amount of subsidy by Obama, and they never complained about it. And under that program, about 40% of the money that is going out under the 48C program that Obama created for green jobs is able to go out of the country. As a matter of fact, even the ones that is already going out of the country to foreign companies, to have foreign companies make green jobs. And of the 60% that was going to American companies or people that had American presence here, there was no provision that they would have to give that money back if they took the money and then ran to another jurisdiction. See, that's the insanity of Obama. That was the ineffectiveness of his policies, and it was crony capitalism, and yet you didn't see these people like CNN complaining about that at the time. Now, there's an article from Activist Post that points out that just in Wisconsin alone, a group did an analysis, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, that showed just in that one state, the rapid expansion of only licensing requirements, it's just one part of the regulations that they put on companies, had caused, over the last 20 years, 31,000 fewer jobs and cost consumers about $2 billion. About what Obama wasted on his green jobs as well. So that's the kind of waste that we keep seeing. And here's the bottom line, folks. They say it is rank protectionism to have these kind of licensing jobs. They say it's a device to fence in those who already have permission to work and to fence out those who do not. See, most of these states who have right-to-work laws will say, you got a right to work, and that mean by that they mean a union. It's like, fine, okay. But then you have to apply for a privilege if you want to create a company. You have to get a privilege license. That always seemed upside down to me. I should have the right to start a company, and that should not be a privilege. But they say, yeah, you have a privilege license in order to get a job, to create a company, but no, you have a right to work. Well, I should have a right to create a company as well. But they shut that down, and that's what Trump is talking about. Broad-based programs that are going to cut regulations that are going to create a level playing field for us. Why should we allow these other companies to compete on slave wages? What is the humanitarian basis for that, these people who talk about being global citizens? I just don't understand it. Now, today we've had some more developments in the globalism versus nationalism in the EU. We had an election first that went towards people who were maintaining the status quo of the EU, and the leftists were really excited about that. Of course, they portrayed the guy as a far-right person. I don't know if he was far-right or not. They say that about everybody that opposes globalism, that opposes the EU. You're a far-right-wing racist, they say. But things have turned out the other way around in Italy. We now have the Italians voting in a reform, and as of about an hour ago, they were projecting very heavy losses. You can see this up on the Drudge Report. It looks like Renzi, who made this a referendum on the EU, is losing 60-40. This was by the AP. They said it was a referendum that Renzi has staked his political future on, hoping to survive the rising populist forces that have gained traction across the EU. And the German newspaper had a headline, Europe at Stake. That was the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. The Guardian noted that the referendum was among a series of votes in Europe that could conceivably herald the end of the European project in its current form. See, there is a wave going across the entire world. not just with Brexit, not just with Donald Trump, but it is going across the entire world. People said we have a right to govern ourselves, to make some of these decisions ourselves. We're not going to be subsumed into a globalist project. And I think that's a great move. So very good news out of Italy today, with that being turned back. And I want to talk a little bit about the people who still can't get their heads around the fact that Donald Trump got elected. We got Sally Field. Here we are, Breitbart story. 4 weeks after the election, she still can't come to terms with the fact that Donald Trump won. She said, "I just don't understand it." And when I saw that and saw the picture of Sally Fields, I thought about her standing up, holding the Oscar and saying, "They love him. They really love him," with tears in her eyes. Because that's what she couldn't believe that they really were going to give an Oscar to her. And she can't believe that they're really giving, that we really gave the presidency to Donald Trump. She has a hard time accepting reality. But I want to talk about Jill Stein and her recount efforts here. I was just kind of thinking about this earlier today, how Jill is a shill for Hill. And I thought, oh, there's got to be a poem in that somewhere. So I wrote a little bit of a poem here. And to do it justice, I think we need the music from Fractured Fairy Tales in the background. This is an ode to a recount that I wrote. Can we get the music, guys? Pop up the music here. Big surprise. There we go. Okay. Remember that? Remember Fractured Fairy Tales? Ode to a recount. Jill the Shill went up a hill to carry Hillary's water. Hillary fell down and lost her crown, and Jill will come tumbling after. That's exactly what's going to happen, folks. Let me give you some of the details of this. And I wish I had the glasses that Ernie Kovacs used to wear when he did Percy Dub Tonsils doing poetry. That would have made it better. But we use the clip there from Fractured Fairy Tales. And I had somebody send me from Raleigh, North Carolina. His name is Frank Mertes. He sent me an email, which I thought was really good. Thank you, Frank. I don't know Frank, even though I'm from Raleigh as well. He said, "Could this be right?" He sent me links to the spreadsheet that the Wisconsin state government, and he said, "You almost begin to wonder if the Trump team paid Jill Stein to do this. She has lost half of her votes in many of these wards in the city of Milwaukee." And so I started looking at the data to verify it, and I typed in Milwaukee, and started looking at the cross references there, and it's like, no, there's no change. This, the 0% change. Now, that was the county of Milwaukee. So I looked at the county of Milwaukee. Guess what? Started going down ward by ward, looking at them, and they were spot on. The reported results were exactly what they recounted and so forth and so on. But when you get to the city of Milwaukee, a Democrat stronghold, what do you see? You see that ward by ward, she gets 37% less votes than reported, 69% less than reported. Hillary gets 40% less votes than reported, 56%, 44%. Then you get to some of these other wards, 97% less votes than she reported. In other words, they reported double the number of votes for Hillary that she got. Another one, 87%. Another one, 99.8% more reported for Hillary in the first count than she got in the recount. You understand that? See? And the Democrat strongholds, and this is what's going on in North Carolina, they extended the voting. They always do that. It's the cities. They say, oh, you know, we need more time. We're a mess. We can't get our stuff together. They look to see what everybody else has. They pad this stuff. In this case, the city of Milwaukee doubling the votes for Hillary in a lot of these wards and then sending that in, and now that's been found out. Okay. So what is Jill Stein doing in one of the other states? Okay, so it's Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan that she's trying to do, because she thought she could ball up the entire Electoral College. Well, she missed the deadline in Pennsylvania, so now she's going to file tomorrow in federal court. Just won't give up. And she missed that deadline by a full week. Why is she still going in Pennsylvania? And then in Michigan, they're still trying to fight this as well. It isn't going to work. It's simply an attempt to discredit Donald Trump. We see through it, Jill. We know exactly what's going on. Stay with us on the other side of the break, Alex.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A thousand books have been written about the purpose-driven life, or having a life that's based on believing in something, and all the statistics and studies show that that truly is the most engaged, happy, fulfilled person, and that folks that actually care about something are the people that build civilizations. There have been a lot of different cultures, a lot of different worldviews throughout history, but any civilization that got above Stone Age implements and was able to build any type of basic society was not completely based on the conquest model of just being able to take over your neighbors. But as we enter the modern technotronic era that Brzezinski talked about, it's all about being able to dominate and control again. Not about what you build, not about what you write, not about what you stand for, not about your idea being better than other people's, and then other folks gravitate towards that higher level of civilization society. Through the modern psychological systems that have been deployed through television the last 60, 70 years, society's been set up to be weak, to be passive, to be pathetic, so that it can be incrementally, completely, basically overwritten. Again, the technocrats admit they're not building a docile, dumbed-down population so that they can basically just move forward and have a pliant group that submits to them. They want a pliant group so that as the breakaway civilization becomes more and more evident, the public is so poisoned, so distracted, so brain damaged, so twisted, so unconscious that they can't put up a fight against that takeover. I am sitting here right now in a crowded airport in the huge feeding frenzy food court sector, and I'm looking at people, and I see incredibly soft, incredibly distracted, incredibly insecure, incredibly unconscious folks. And almost to a man, when I see somebody who has electricity in their eyes, I don't care if they're Hispanic, black, white, Asian, doesn't matter, I can walk over and talk to them, and they're a listener or they're aware of what's going on. When I talk to other people, they seem to be in oblivion that I even care about them or even want to talk to them. And there are a lot of factors that feed into this, but I want to be clear. I don't take any pleasure looking at how stunted and overweight and weak and bleary-eyed the population is. I realize that I'm weak and bleary-eyed and stunted to a great extent. But I'm not one of these men that gets around men that are stronger than I am or smarter than I am and feels insecure and wants to pull them down. That's something the globalists have instilled from on top into the general population so we can never work together. And I don't just go off how people look. Sometimes someone who physically is not attractive can have beautiful art, beautiful soul, beautiful literature, beautiful will of action. But by and large, the packaging does fit what's inside the book. A lot of times what you see on the cover is what's actually in the book. And it is very, very frustrating and sad to see that we've all fallen to this level. And it's not just the globalists that did it. We are products of the fact that we took control of our own environment. Humans are the only creature that can really do that on this planet. We take control of our environment. We build our own system. And we build it to make it easier for us to live and procreate and be successful. The problem is that, just as I've said many times, it's like a space mission. You take our best astronauts, you send them to Mars, it takes them a year to get there or more. By the time they get there, because of no gravity, even if they try to exercise, their heart muscles deteriorated 10 years on average. They will hardly be able to even walk. And it's the same thing with the television culture, the high-tech culture, the smartphone culture. It's had a lot of attributes, but more minuses than pluses. And it's turning us into domesticated animals. So we're being enslaved by our own devices. And it's kind of like the Romans for a while lined their pottery with lead. They didn't know lead was poisonous, so there was the madness of the Romans and the mental illness and the deformity and the inbreeding. So human DNA also has been through a lot of torture, especially in the modern GMO chemical industrialized age. It has had devastating effects on people. And so I don't point this out to put people down. I point this out to say that we should lift ourselves up and become aware of it and build a civilization that is based on creating a better system and empowering individuals and not just acting like the elite do and just shutting off humanity as if it's being consigned to the ash bin, the rush bin of history. But there are arguments the globalists have for how the public has been dumbed down. There are arguments to say, why do they even deserve to live, or why not just go ahead and take them out of their misery? The problem is the globalists can't make that decision for other people, and the globalists themselves are inbred and more mentally ill and more stunted in many cases than the general public. Even though they have some genetic innate intelligence, it's still very, very fear-based, very, very craven, very, very sneaky. And if they tried to lift up the general public, they would have lifted themselves up. Instead, they sell the fact they're trying to lift everybody up and taking a modern version of Kipling's White Man's Burden and they are dumbing everyone down to a greater extent. I don't care what color you are. We are seeing the fall of the West. We're seeing a fall of the birth rates. We are seeing a fall in physical IQs, and we are seeing every white paper and every maxim and every globalist program that has been established is there to not make people individuals, to not make people be trailblazers, to not make people be overachievers, but to make people be absolutely servile and colorless and tasteless. I saw a big article on InfoWars.com a few days ago where a professor was saying, we can't wait for the day that everyone looks the same. This is going to be so wonderful. It's like 1984 where everybody's wearing gray jumpsuits. But this is really the dream of the authoritarian. Because until they've captured humanity itself, they'll never feel like they've been empowered. But as far as we've fallen, still remember the fact that we can recognize beauty, stand up for what's right, create art, love each other, and be passionate, and stay true to our basic human instincts and basic human programming that God gave us. We will go through this crisis that's coming and transcend it. But it's true when the globalists say the Earth has reached its carrying capacity with the technologies they're allowing to be deployed. And it's true that much of the public isn't even really alive and doesn't even want to be alive and are just consumers that just mindlessly interface with the mainstream culture and who are in a death spiral. But again, the globalists helped set up the system to do that. You look at what people look like. I don't care if they're black, but if they're white, if they're Hispanic, Asian. You look at what people look like in the 40s and 50s in photos and in films. They had electricity in their eyes. They were good-looking. They were handsome on average. They were well-dressed, even though they were poor. They were self-respecting. They were focused. And it is television. It is the modern spectator culture of people in a trance state that has turned us into these ugly things. And I mean physically and culturally and spiritually and economically. We're in total debt. Every metric shows disease is off the chart, both degenerative and communicable. Evil has been set loose in the world. Then you catch Obama with the border wide open, shipping in people with leprosy and TB and every other disease you could imagine, spreading all over the country, not even testing them, even though they know they have it. They've caught them inside the country. And just ordering the border patrol to just let people in, not even taking care of those that are brought in. This is pure wickedness. This is an evil design, a hatred of the general public. Globalists look at an airport like this, and they see these zombies. They see these unconscious people. They see marks. But they've already taken over the economic system 100 times over through fraud, so they don't need them anymore. They've taken it all over. They've created derivatives 500 times the wealth of the world. So they see all these people as just weevils in their storage room, in their pantry, weevils that are basically eating their stores, their property, what they have. They've hijacked the earth. They've conquered the earth. And as conquerors, they believe they're the rightful kings and heirs of everything. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you don't stand up and get involved, you then are ceding control to them. You're advocating it. And it does make them the rightful rulers. But here's the deal. They've got a plan that even if half the public wants to go along with it or is unaware of it, that takes the free will of so many hundreds of millions of other people that don't deserve to be slaves and who don't want to be slaves. And InfoWars is about the awakening to this and the understanding of it and coming back into consciousness and coming back into learning how the world works and not just being a self-centered blob that watches TV all day and thinks caring is weak.
We have the new product at InfoWarsLife.com, BioTrue Selenium.
We've had so many requests over the years for selenium, and just recently we were able to source a certified organic bioavailable selenium from mustard seed extract. When you take selenium in the body, it actually benefits the detoxification systems in your body. It helps balance the thyroid gland. It helps detoxify.
Selenium is another one of those absolute must-haves.
The highest concentration of selenium is in the thyroid gland, but it's actually used all over the body. As a matter of fact, there's 25 genes in the body that are directly dependent upon selenium. So it really is a all-around nutrient that everybody really needs.
I'm taking it now every day. This is so key. BioTrue Selenium is the product, the best selenium that we could bring you. We believe it's the best out there at a very, very low price. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that judge ain't lying.
It's strong, it opens your soul, it opens your mind, it opens pathways and doors of perception throughout the universe. And it's done such things in my life, it's amazing. I've met people and know people and get to work with people that are, you know, the top astronauts, the top leaders in the world, the top generals, the top artists, you name it. I've basically met them or talked to them, and they just reach out just to say, hey, we're on board. And I reach back and say, I'm on board. And that's what it's really all about, a kinship. And again, we're all human beings. We can all transcend this together through beauty and strength and love of God and Jesus Christ that the enemy hates so much. It should also be added that anybody can observe that the phenomenon of people just 50 years ago having on average 2,000-3,000% less cancer, depending on the country, than we have now. Not just the photographic evidence, people being lighter weight, healthier, more engaged, even though they ate on average more calories than we do today. If you look at third world countries that haven't brought glyphosates to them yet, that haven't brought fluoridation yet, the people are happier. They're more awake. In the first generation of industrialization, they're still okay. By the second and third, it is over. So you add all the GMO, the chemicals, to the television, to the sedentary lifestyle, voila, you got all the screen time and the rest of it. And then you go read all the life papers and actuaries where they admit they're doing it to us on purpose. I've made the analogy, and the media's picked it up. I'm not saying this literally. I'm just simply saying, as a lay sociologist, as a lay anthropologist, psychologist, lay historian, lay overall researcher that just looks into how the world works and studies how the elite operate, this does not appear to be a human attack. If you really look at it, this is how you would really, like a spider comes up and injects venom into its prey just to paralyze it, then ties it up, and then waits for it to basically slowly die over the next few days, and for its acids to liquefy all the innards, including organs and things, so that when it exsanguinates at mealtime, it can suck basically 90% out of the bug carcass exoskeleton, that only say 20% that would have been its actual blood volume. And when I look at this culturally, it's like we've been hit by the anesthetizer, we've been hit by the stun dart, and we're kind of flopping around now, going into coma. Because 100 years is like, 2 seconds in a strategic war like this. And so we're kind of going into the shake phase. We're being tied up, the police state's being put in, the culture control's being put in, most of the births will be cesarean soon, breastfeeding won't be done soon. They're shutting down Amish, they're shutting down farmers markets, they're shutting down all the normal human activity. That's the tying us up. As we go into the coma, kind of lose our consciousness, lose our soul, and then metaphysically they have a right to then go ahead and exterminate everybody because we won't be humans anyways. And I really have just come to that realization that I'm not saying it's aliens, but folks, the elite are inbred psychos who believe they're their own breakaway species. So in all intents and purposes, it is. This is like an off-world frickin' attack. Of course, you can also just say we're a species that builds its own nest and changes its own environment, and so we've just built such a good nest for ourselves, we're killing ourselves as we cut off the normal duties that we would have had as humans previous to that. And then you get a predatory elite on top of it that is basically programming people through the television. And no, brother.
Hey, can I get a picture?
Sure, let's get a picture.
Wow, this is awesome.
Listen, brother, I'm walking around this airport. Do these folks not look like zombies?
They're all zombies, every single one of these people.
Isn't it sad, though? We're not saying it with pleasure.
We need real patriots.
Well, listen, you got electricity in your eyes, brother.
Yes, I do. No,
I mean, these folks look dead. I'm sorry, am I saying that?
Alex Jones, the legend.
No. And so this is your son and daughter? Very nice.
Yeah, this is my triplets.
That's awesome. Triplets, huh? Fraternal?
Yeah.
Obviously, everything's fraternal.
Mr. Jones, thank you for electing, helping Mr. Trump get elected.
Well, thank you, brother.
You're a patriot.
Well, listen, I was actually recording an audio deal.
Oh.
What do you want to say to folks?
I want to say thank God for Alex Jones. He's a real hero. I love him.
Are these guys awake over here?
Yes, they are awake. Yeah. Yes, they are not zombies.
What do you think of the New World Order?
She's against it. She hates the New World Order. She hates the Illuminati.
And this is your other daughter?
Yes, this is Morgan. Morgan, tell him how much you hate the Illuminati.
Oh, yes, I hate it so
she
much.
She hates it all. She's so happy that you've got Trump in there.
So yeah, is it,
thank you.
So is it two girls and one boy?
Yes, two girls and one boy.
Man, you're blessed. I'd love to have three of
them. Oh, man, I can't believe it. You're a legend. You are awesome.
Absolutely.
You're everywhere. Hey, bro, thank you again. The last 2 weeks of that election, I felt your power. I rallied the troops. We got you to...
It was your power, brother.
No, it's all you.
Look, just finishing this up and getting back to the other part of the recording. I really care about people. The elite see this and have total disdain in the public and just think this is the evidence they're allowed to destroy them. But we've got to change course here. Now, I was getting to something really key here that when that fellow walked up, that we're basically changing our environment to the point that it's destroying us, and the elite are trying to make it worse, and then admitting that it's a conscious decision to do it. And you can say their argument is they're just getting us out of our misery. But then you look at them and all the weird Satanism and other crap they're involved in and all the pedophilia, and you realize, no, they're a predator class that actually has made a sport out of losing their humanity, so they're projecting a system on us that's making us lose our humanity. I want to develop solutions to counter this, and it's not just eat non-GMO, get out and hike more, pray to God. Major studies show that absolutely ups your consciousness and gets you out of the melee of their control. But also also we need to realize we're on a planet in space surrounded by mystery and majesty, and that it's limitless, and that our potential is near limitless, and that we're made in the image of God, and we see that manifested. But we're building ourselves a hell, not a heaven, in many respects. And so we need to think about ways to regain our humanity. And I think so much of it is not caring what corporate media says, not caring what Madison Avenue says, not caring what the Wall Street kingpins say, by setting them up as the idols and as the gods, and letting them be the model of how we behave and how we operate, and caring if they shun us or caring if they call us names. People call me all the time, on air, off air, family, and they go, oh my gosh, you were on CNN a whole bunch, you were on Fox, you were on MSNBC, saying horrible things. We know it's not true, but how are you taking it? And I say, again, as a badge of honor. And I know I make that point a lot, but a lot of people still don't get mainstream's a joke. It's propped up. We've now come to the end of mainstream. It's now collapsed. If you ever wonder what the death of mainstream media would look like, this is it. No one's buying into their culture anymore because they have no credibility. And because they were selling a culture of collapse. And now that much of the societal collapse is here, culturally, they've made themselves vestigial. They've made themselves obsolete. But so much of the globalist program did not get completed. So we're here in this kind of no man's land right now, where there's a global awakening happening right now. We have such potential if real intellectuals that have a desire for freedom and a destiny to promote reach out and get involved. We're unstoppable. I'm Alex Jones, again here broadcasting from the airport. I think it's symbolic in the middle of this big crowd right now that it is conquering our environment that's made us procreate so much. But in the mass procreation, we have lost the vital essence that makes us human. And again, I know I'm not saying things that no one hasn't noticed before, going back to Plato's Republic, but I'm pointing out the public isn't aware of this when it's the governing system of their world. There's another paradox. Everything always comes in a paradox. It's really important. The West has empowered the world in so many ways, but all cultures have come together and, you know, added things. A lot of what the West got obviously came from Asia previous to that. But the fact is that the West has offered so much. Notice it's the West that's offered all the TV and the modern culture and the death and these innovations that have dehumanized us. So I'm always saying defend the West, defend the West, defend the West, defend the idea of free will and independence. But how do you get around the fact that we've turned ourselves into these soulless slugs that have no future and who aren't even really alive or conscious? That's what I'm saying. It's frightening. The dimness in everybody's eyes. And then like zombies, they think if you're not dim, you're somehow bad. Because your existing makes them feel bad. Malthus, 250 years ago, thought that the earth was already overpopulated with 100 million people and thought we should put everybody in compact cities to spread disease so we could kill off the surplus population, which was kind of a repeat of what Plato had written 2,200 and something years before. So even though we're stunted and have problems, we still can do amazing things. So I don't want to be over negative here or sit here from the perspective of an elitist. It's just that this is their view at us, and a lot of it is true. I just think they should look at themselves in the mirror and ask why they're helping, why they're exacerbating this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.